Time for the resurrection. Player hater mode activated. After months of laying low and fucking white bitches, Mr. Hater is back for the latest entry into his personal journal entitled Chronicles of a Hater. So, let's see what this hating ass nigger has in store for us today. Here he is. The player hater.
Alright, so anyway, here's what's been going on with me. And let me start off by saying this. A long time ago, I realized that I was very different from most motherfuckers, needless to say. Seriously. And one reason I say that is because of this. I was thinking about this shit the other day. Most dudes, when they meet a chick, the very same day they meet them, they're trying to think of some way to fuck her. Basically, it's like, what can I say or what can I do so I can fuck this bitch, like, right now? If they're out at the club, they're like, what can I say to get this bitch back to the car so I can get my dick sucked? Or I can toss them legs up and dig them guts out. That's the way most dudes are. Plain and simple, they're trying to figure out some sort of way to fuck that chick right now at this very moment. And I've always been very different. I've never functioned that way. I've always been like, yo, if I know I can fuck her today, then I'm pretty sure I'll be able to fuck her tomorrow, and I'm okay with it. I've always been, for whatever reason, one of those types of dudes. So anyway, let me tell you what happens to me the other night, alright? So the other night, I'm out just whatever, I'm out, not having to meet this chick. And we start talking and blah, blah, blah. We end up going to dinner that very same night. So we go out to dinner. And first of all, let me say this. I already peeped the fact that this particular chick was kind of crazy. Not even kind of crazy, like really motherfucking crazy. She was a combination of French, Italian, some silly type of white chick that talked in incomplete sentences and just was jibber-jabbering the whole motherfucking night. Anyway, she's one of those types of chicks with a crazy accent, so just try to picture all of that shit with me trying to deal with her and whatever. So anyway, I already peeped the fact that she was crazy just by the way she was saying shit and silly little things that she was doing, like walking away from the table and leaving a credit card on the table, dropping the purse and just silly shit. So I'm like, okay, I already know that this bitch is straight up crazy. But because I never fucked a crazy chick before, I was going to conduct some sort of social experiment just to see what it was like to fuck a crazy chick. Because I heard crazy pussy was so good, so I wanted to find out for myself just how crazy pussy really is. You know, almost like a dude who fucks a fat chick just to see what it's like to fuck a fat chick. Yeah, I was going to fuck a crazy chick just to see what the fuck it's like to fuck a motherfucking crazy chick. Yeah, that was the plan.
This woman is so crazy that when she thinks, when she thinks that she's caught you cheating, before she talks to you, she's got to have a conversation with herself. She's got to talk to herself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got his ass now. We got his ass now. You ready, bitch? Bitch, I'm ready.
Ain't nobody there. It's just her. Now, she's so crazy that she can't even stick to the plan. The plan is to see you. When she sees you, she's supposed to show you whatever she found. You're supposed to talk about it, figure out the next steps in your relationship. But she's crazy. There's so much bottled up emotion and built up tension inside. As soon as she sees your face, she snaps. She fucking loses it. As soon as you walk through the door, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Don't say shit. You a piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Hey, have you ever seen a woman go from frantic to calm, like real fast? Motherfucker, you a piece of shit! I can't even see you hurting me.
But it's gonna be the last time that you do some shit like this to me.
I don't give a fuck about it. I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you something, nigga. You gonna get your shit together,
or you ain't get up! She's a fucking psychopath, man!
Niggas ain't gon' shit, then get the fuck up off the toilet stool. Been behind my tennis, I commenced to take these boys to school. Don't drive no yellow bus, but I got mayonnaise and mustard. Both ties, gold wires on my Chevrolet bucket. And now my transmission leaking and my wrist is bitches squeaking. Drop a rock off to my Giga, fix my shit, man, I'm out here creeping. Twist that shit, man, I'm out here tweaking for that twin. Take that shit in 95, I'm watching Friday with my friends. Fuck your bitch in
feel, nigga.
You wake up every day and pray before you sleep, right? You motherfuckers just like me. You shed tears when you hurt, and if I cut you, then you bleed, right? You motherfuckers just like me. But bitch, you acting like your shit don't stink. Bitch, you acting like your shit don't stink. Said you acting like your shit don't stink. Bitch, you acting like your shit don't stink.
Welcome back to Storytime with Mr. Player Hater. Let's pick up where we left off.
So anyway, we have dinner. After dinner, we sit around and we talk for a little while. And, you know, that's what you do when you're on a date, that typical type of bullshit where you sit around, so tell me about you. Oh, really? Okay, like you really care about that bullshit. Yeah, I ain't really care about none of that bullshit. But I'm doing it because it's a part of what you do after you eat and when you're on a date with a bitch. During this time, she proceeds to tell me that she hadn't had sex in 7 months. She had just broken up with a boyfriend not too long ago, and then she hooked up with some dude that was only sex. Keep in mind, this is all being said with some sort of French, Italian, crazy-ass accent. I met this dude and we had sex, and I'm like, okay, cool, really? Okay, that's good to know, bitch, whatever. So anyway, we continue on talking for a little while, and then I decide, okay, it's time to break this shit up, and I start walking her to her car, and while we're walking to the car, she's sort of like, still with crazy shit, like starting a sentence but not finishing, talking about shit that isn't even on topic of what we're talking about, just random crazy shit, and I'm like, okay, I can't deal with this shit much longer. So we get to the car, we hug a couple times, and we make a deal to meet the next afternoon and go to the beach. We're just gonna hang out and go to the beach or whatever. And I'm like, okay, now if I decide to fuck her, this is the time I'm gonna fuck her. So I'm definitely gonna get some pussy tomorrow, so good night. So I go home, she goes home. I get home and I'm texting another chick. It's like 10 o'clock, no, it's like 11 o'clock, 11:30 actually. You know, she sends me a text and I'm like, really? Oh, I just saw you, why the fuck are you sending me a text? First of all, you're breaking protocol. It's after 10:30, so that's officially booty call time. I don't care if you're from France, Italy, or whatever. It's universal. If you're texting somebody that you know after 10:30, you want to fuck. Essentially is what I'm thinking, in a mild kind of way. I'm like, okay, but anyway. She texts and she wanted to give me the answer to some shit we were talking about during dinner. We were talking about some restaurant that I hadn't been to, and she couldn't remember the name of that shit. So she's sending me a text, giving me the name of that shit. And I'm like, really? This bullshit couldn't wait until tomorrow? But anyway, okay, thank you for the text. Thank you for the text is what I'm doing. Thank you for the text. You have a good night type shit. Alright, so before it all ends, we decide to get together the next morning for coffee. So I'm like, okay, how about we do coffee? I don't drink coffee. You drink coffee, I drink tea type shit. We'll do that in the morning. So we agree to that. Alright, so let's fast forward to the very next day. Alright, so I meet this chick the very next day. She steps out the car and her whole attitude has changed. I'm saying she's not even smiling, she's straight up mean mugging. And I'm thinking, okay, it's kind of early, maybe she's not a morning person. I'm a morning person, when I'm up, I'm good, you know. But most people, it takes them a little while to warm up. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's going to take her a little while to warm up and get friendly and nice. Nah, hell no, that wasn't even the game plan for a chick. I mean, she totally flipped. The night before, she was definitely trying to toss me some pussy. This very next morning, less than 24 hours later, she is straight up hating on a motherfucker. Like, I don't think that we can see each other again. I don't want to get to know you anymore and all this other bullshit. And I'm thinking like, okay, wait a minute. Just last night, I know, even though you didn't say it, you wanted to give me some pussy. I'm thinking this now. And I'm even thinking while I'm thinking this, man, why are you even trying to make sense out of this bullshit? The chick is straight up crazy. Don't even waste your brain cells trying to figure out crazy logic. The bitch is straight up crazy. She was one way last night, and she's another way less than 24 hours later. That equals crazy. I don't know if she's on medication or needs medication, but it's definitely for certain this chick right here is straight up motherfucking crazy.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Casey Lena from the Black Is Podcast. You can find us at www.blackisonline.com, which is home not only to the Black Is Break Podcast, but the Buzz Is Layman Happy Hour and Coach Connection Podcast. Every now and again, we'll give you a Movers and Shapers Podcast and the Reverend and the Raw Podcast with Brother John Wood. So check us out there. Follow us on Twitter at Black Is Online and find us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine. And you are now listening to the Player Hater Podcast. See you.
So the moral of the story is this. Well, number one, women are kind of fickle. And number two, I'm only going to fuck you if I want to fuck you. And more than likely, it's not going to happen the very first night. And I'm pretty sure I hurt this chick's feelings, much like I hurt many women's feelings, because they put out these little subtle and not so subtle hints to let a dude know that, yeah, I want you to get this pussy, motherfucker, and I want you to fuck me right now. But I don't function that way. I ain't trying to fuck you right now. I'll fuck you when I'm good and motherfucking ready. And I know I've given many a bitch a complex, thinking that they weren't attractive enough or that something was wrong with them, because more than likely, yeah, it's true, you ain't attractive enough, and something probably is wrong with your bitch ass. And I ain't trying to fuck, and even if it's nothing wrong with you and you are attractive, I still am not trying to fuck you at this very moment. I am very secure in the fact of knowing that I can fuck you when I'm ready to fuck you. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, dudes and chicks, look, it's all about power. I got the motherfucking power. I decide when I'm gonna fuck a bitch. I don't let a bitch decide when she gonna let me get some pussy. I already know you wanna give me some pussy, but I'm gonna fuck you when I'm good and motherfucking ready. So again, I know I've given many a bitch a complex, and look, I'm not gonna apologize because it's just the way I am, and that's probably what happened with this chick right here. I gave her a motherfucking complex because she was giving me all the hints and all little signs letting me know that she wanted to give me some pussy, but I wasn't picking up on that shit. Oh, trust me, I caught the hints, but I just wasn't ready to fuck that bitch. So I know I probably hurt her little white, French, Italian feelings, but what up, bitch?
We making sure the cars is tinted. I'm making sure the bras is with it. I hit her with the extra large edition. We some niggas trying hard to get it. And we making sure the cars is tinted. I'm making sure the bras is with it. I hit her with the extra large edition. Cleco, hope you hoes is all legal. I take the most thickest and leave the rest with my people. Guns kill niggas and hurt, pussy is lethal. Raised in West Philly, your favorite team is the Eagles. Got one dog, I think that shit is a beagle. She dressed like one of them girls at Francisco. Totally, I just make her buy a bunch of clothes for me. Then we go out to eat, I order steak with the rosemary. Before we in the house, I be digging in the hosiery. She goes for me, I put that on her father in that rosary. The older we become, life is just begun. You like how that drink tastes, mix it with some pre-cum. I hang around millionaires cause I can really be one. If you don't understand that, you are really D-um. If you know a nigga real as me, I would like to see one. A couple homies locked away, I hope the city frees some. Going to the pros, I'm tired of playing D1. Can't stay in the same place, life is not a rerun. I broke out, hit it one time, then I choked out. When the plane land, that means spit in here, smoked out. Tore the shell frames on, yeah, niggas loped out. Can't wait to bring the 62 with the spokes out. Cause it's all in our reach. I be waiting for you, nigga, right here on Hennessy Beach.
With over 4 years of podcasting, the Player Hater has many archived episodes. So from time to time, and because he is completely self-absorbed, he enjoys listening to past greatness. Here is a sample of why he will be considered the greatest of all time. Take a listen.
So what got me started basically in criminal activity was the glamorous life. Yeah, it had nothing to do with me not having no money in my pocket. I had money. Shit, I worked at McDonald's, but shit, all I could do was buy one pair of sneakers, no jeans, no shirt, no hat for 2 weeks. Man, I felt like a slave. And there's a high amount of pressure on black men to have money at a young age. Go figure. I mean, if a brother, you know, the brother's under 20 years old, if he's walking around, he don't have gear, he's getting clout. But where is he supposed to get all this money from? So it's also a trap. It's the media. It's your neighbors, it's the expectation that, you know, you're young, so you're supposed to always dress fly. Shit, dressing fly all by itself, you got to do some type of criminal activity. You can't work for anybody and be able to pay for a $100 sneaker and a $50 jean and a $30 shirt and a $25 hat.
I hear you with all of that, but I haven't once heard you blame yourself for any of that yet, though.
No, I take no fault in any type of negative activity that I've ever done in my life. I was set up for white supremacy. All the choices that were laid in front of me were all bad choices. Now, if I had some better choices out there, I probably would have made them choices. But I had no better choice. because that's why the system is set up. So no, I hold myself accountable for no negative activity of my own.
Now, let me ask you, where does that come from? I mean, because not everybody, you don't have to dress up in $100 sneakers. You don't have to dress fly and have to bling for the chicks. Matter of fact, you don't even have to fuck with those types of chicks, just keeping it real, real. So, I mean, how can you not blame yourself for something that you decided to take part in? I'm just curious.
Well, for the simple fact, like I said before, I used to blame myself. And I used to take accountability for my actions that were negative until I started studying up on more. So I started doing more in-depth research and studies on white supremacy. Then I knew that I was set up for birth. Ever since my mother signed that birth certificate, I was set up. I was serving to the government. One, so I'm coming out of birth, getting signed off. You dig? For two, I wasn't my fault I was born in the ghetto because I was black. And the choices that in front of me were all bad choices. And my neighbors were hounding me to make more money and pressuring me and TV and all that other stuff, you know? So it's a trap. But the reason why we're in this situation right now as black Americans is not our fault. But the reason why we're staying in this perpetual negative state is our fault for not taking the effort to change.